This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, an epic fight is getting ready to break out, Lee.
Okay.
This is over who will run the DC office. The Attorney General's office in D.C. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Senator Tom Tillis, who is really a Democrat, but he runs as a Republican out of North Carolina. He's a senator, is withholding support for President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Attorney for D.C., an incredibly powerful district. It's where they run a lot of the lawfare out of. And Trump had already picked one. Ed Martin, he is a former attorney for January 6th political dissidents, and he's running the place. Well, that was a recess appointment, so it can only go 120 days. And if the Senate doesn't pick somebody to replace him, then guess who can? Judge Jeb Boasberg.
Great.
That guy. The one who... despite being one of 12 judges, gets all of the Trump cases.
Yeah, funny how that happens.
In complete defiance of like math, odds. I mean, this guy ought to play the sweepstakes. He wins every time. He's profoundly corrupt, that's why. His entire family is receiving federal money from NGOs in some form, including his wife, his daughter, who works for one, his sister and brother-in-law. They're all on the NGO gravy train. In fact, his brother and sister-in-law are, they actually have an NGO that gives money out to other Democrat NGOs. So the whole family, this is how the guy lives in a $1.2 million mansion, in case you're wondering. It's on a $224,000 salary. It's his wife getting the federal NGO money. So this guy's totally owned. He's going to do what they want. And that's the guy who could even potentially, they're saying, appoint former special counsel Jack Smith to run the DC office. What would that mean? Lawfare will resume.
Yeah.
Instead of what is going on now under Ed Martin. Here's what Breitbart writes. The powerful U.S. Attorney's Office in DC has two roles which make it one of the most powerful perches in the American legal system. One of them is the DC special status, which, you know, serves as a role similar to a local district attorney, but also the traditional prosecutor. So they're over basically the DC scene and anything that happens there. So it's a great place from which to persecute your political enemies in Congress and instill terror in anybody who opposes your agenda. This is why Congress is so cowed. This is a very, very important seat. Okay. After taking over, Breitbart writes, Martin wasted no time turning the office's resources toward prosecuting violent crime in D.C., which was allowed to fester. But the office's second role is the reason Martin has instilled fear in the Washington establishment. Martin has shifted the focus of the office, the most powerful U.S. attorney's office, to corruption within the federal government. So, in other words, the people burning down Tesla dealerships and their leaders. Instead of spending millions targeting everyday Americans like pro-life advocates, practicing Catholics, and school board protesting parents, Martin is pursuing criminals who have enriched themselves off the taxpayers, committed voter fraud, and other serious crimes, and he is doing so not just in Washington, but across the globe. Quote, I have cases that I'm working on, that my office is working on, that are all over the world because we have jurisdiction because of the way either an entity is based in D.C., or an American is overseas and has some connection to Washington. So that's why that office is so powerful. Again, what are we seeing here? This is the slow walking by the Republicans of Trump's agenda, just as they did under Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell in the first Trump term, in which he lost the first 2 years of his term. Not to Democrats, but to Republicans. So guess whose turn it is now? Senator Tom Tillis is said to be blocking Martin's nomination on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know him very well because I covered him as a reporter going back to when he was a state legislator in North Carolina and then the Speaker of the House of North Carolina. I'm here to tell you he is a profoundly corrupt individual who's a hardcore leftist. He just happened to run out of an area in Charlotte area where he needed to be a Republican. He is not one of us and he never has been. And so I'm not surprised that Tillis he's also very much for sale, by the way. You can purchase him for a price.
See, that's just what I was thinking. It's like, okay, let's do the deal. What does he want?
What does he want? Yeah, and I think Trump's probably calling Tillis and doing that. But Trump is really, really frustrated with him, so much so that he went on a True Social rant last night. Because literally, again, Boasberg, if all Tillis has to do is block this guy, Boasberg gets the appointment, it's going to be as if Biden's in office and lawfare is in vogue again. I mean, this is just, Trump writes, Ed Martin is going through the approval process to be a U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. According to many, but in particular, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his approval is imperative in terms of doing all that we can to save lives and make America healthy again. Wait, stop. That's an interesting statement. Why is he saying that Ed Martin is key to the MAHA agenda? Right? Isn't that where lawfare is conducted out of? What's been the big push the last few days? That they're gradually letting us know Tulsi Gabbard, in partnership with RFK, what are they saying? We're going to block gain of function research. And we're investigating Fauci. We're looking at Fauci's crimes. We're looking at where did COVID really come from?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that interview with Tulsi Gabbard probably terrified people in D.C. because she said, we're not going to just stop at Wuhan. We're going to stop at the Wuhan lab, which is where all of the reports have come out of. Oh, hey, it came out of Wuhan. Yeah, just me. Okay, well, yeah, cool. How'd it get there? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Yeah, we don't want to talk about the University of Chapel Hill. We don't want to talk about Fort Detrick. We don't want to talk about the Pentagon, which is exactly what we need to talk about. And she said, we're looking at the U.S. government role. There are people freaking out over the weekend because she said that. Because think about it. Congress passed legislation to declassify, right? Like all of our intel on COVID. And then Biden was in total violation of that law. And Trump is now because we don't have all the data, right? So Tulsi came out and said, hey, we're getting ready to put it out, but we're going to give you the rest of it or some of the rest of it. In other words, we're looking at the U.S. government's role is what she said. So when he's talking about, according to many, Robert F. Kennedy, we need Ed Martin. What? He's talking about gain of function. He's talking about the crime of the century, which was the creation of COVID and its passing to our worst enemy on earth, Chinese government, with which they, we, who knows, killed millions. This is a passion for Ed, more so than for almost anyone I have ever seen. One of the reasons that I was so successful in winning the 2024 presidential election is my commitment to health and making Americans healthy again. The cost of chronic disease epidemic's gotten out of control. And he goes on, he ties Ed Martin to a lot of that. We are going to take our country back and fast. Ed Martin will be a big player in doing so. And I hope that the Republican senators will make a commitment to his approval, which is now before them. Ed is coming up on a deadline for voting. And if approved, he will not let you down. When someday in the future you look back on your vote for Ed Martin, you will be very proud of what you have done for America and Americans' health. Make America great again. So, yeah, Ed Martin is definitely involved in all of that stuff. But as Breitbart writes, Lee, he is going after the fraud and the corruption in D.C. You know what else he's been investigating? Voter fraud.
Ah, there you go.
Voter fraud through voter registration. He's taken a particular interest in Michigan and the disappearance of all the data turned over to the FBI when, remember, we caught Democrat operatives turning in tens of thousands of fake registrations. So you can see why the there are certain interests that definitely don't want Ed Martin around. Mm-hmm. So look, folks, this is just the day-to-day in our fight for the truth. We need the truth first, and then we need prosecutions. And we all wish it could go faster. But these are just the hang-ups that we are exhausting, but that we have to go through to seize power, be able to seize the levers of power, which are still controlled by Democrats, and Tom Tillis in this case. So if you live in North Carolina, please give Tom Tillis' office a call and tell him to knock it off. You know what he's doing. You see what he's doing with Ed Martin. You're protecting the deep state. You're protecting criminals. You're probably protecting voter fraud, and you're protecting Democrats. And that's not a thing for a Republican senator to be doing. And he needs to allow a vote on Ed Martin. It's not his business to be holding this up. So, but you know what you're seeing, Lee, here? You're beginning to see the cracks in the relationship between Trump and Congress. And he doesn't want to blast them too publicly. And so he's being kind of positive here about Ed Martin because he needs them to get his big, beautiful bill through.
Yeah.
But still. By the way, City Journal this morning out with a pretty good article. I don't agree with all of it, but they're saying, look, if Trump can deport all these people, we don't need to be messing with the Alien Enemies Act. You know, we can. It's great. We can do it, but we should. We should use every lever we can. But he's saying, listen, the way to do it is for Trump's agenda to be funded. And we need to massively increase the funding for deportation, for more immigration judges to be appointed by Trump, for, you know, an expansion of the system. And they're saying, look, Trump can do this through rescission. It only takes 51 votes. Yeah. Can we get 51 votes in the Senate? I don't know. Can we get 51% of the vote in the House? Are these Republicans going to go squirrely? So you're beginning to see the relationship between Trump and these Republicans who are smiling for the camera but opposing his agenda through slow walking it. You're starting to see it crumble. That's okay. We needed to have this fight. So, but that's what's going on. Isn't it interesting how hard we have to fight at every single turn?
Oh, yeah. And it's just like you're having to fight on every single possible front.
Yeah. Just to seize control of offices and levers of power that the Democrats just walk in and take control of. This is the struggle to take control of the federal government and just to be able to appoint who you want as the head of the D.C. Circuit.
Well, it's because
as a Republican.
It's because the bureaucracy is already encamped with those liberal progressives to begin with.
Yeah. It would be a bitter pill, though, to watch Judge Boasberg, who has already been slapped down by the Supreme Court, and they flat out said, you did not have jurisdiction to rule on the CECOT case, you know, on the sending Trunde Aragua to CECOT. He didn't, and he knew it. That's the thing. He should know it. He knows it. He knew he didn't have jurisdiction. That guy is going to appoint who's running D.C.? Heck, Biden might as well do it. Anybody heard from him lately?
Plug in the auto pin.
Yeah, really. So all of that going on. But look, these are the fights we needed to have, and it was going to have to be, I mean, and we saw with Doge Lee practically hand-to-hand combat to take control of some of these agencies. In their case, actual hand-to-hand combat in some cases, where police had to be called to get them in the building. This is part of that. It's part of taking back the levers of power. We still have a long way to go. I mean, we really need mass firings at the FBI. I'm thrilled to see we're going to have mass firings at the top of our military. That needs to happen. A lot of people were promoted because of their pro-Marxist political views. A lot of people were purged, competent people who should be at the helm of our military, for their pro-American views. So, I mean, all of that has to get fixed, and Trump's going as fast as he can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.